morning, good evening, good coding campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for NSDN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, good conversation, but most of all, good time. So here to bring us into the week is our host, Mike Benkovich.
Hey there, campers, and welcome back to NSDN Radio. My name is Mike Benkovich, and I want to welcome you into another week where we're going to have some fun talking about what's going on in the technology world. We've got with us today, Michael Klucher. Michael, you want to say hi?
Good morning, everyone.
He is a XNA program manager, and he's going to be here to talk to us in a few minutes. We'll take some questions from him. We'll take questions from you, Michael, or are you going to answer questions?
I think I'll be answering questions, hopefully.
Well, we'll have some fun with that. I know that you've been working with the XNA Studio and developing Windows games and Xbox and all of that good stuff. But before we get into that, I do want to kind of give you an idea of what's going on in the world technology-wise. This show is hopefully going to give you an idea of what you ought to be paying attention to, and that is last week on Friday, I think it was posted in the Office blog that the new version of Office is going to be very quickly available. So if you're interested in finding out what's going on, watch the MSDN subscription for downloads. You can those will be posted up there shortly, I'm sure. But that is that's kind of some great news that's going on. Other things that are going on, we've got the Visual Studio 2010. We went to manufacturing with it, RTM'd the product last week. And so that was kind of the big news, the big talk about what you can do with all the new tools and capabilities for going out and building software. We also RTM'd the version 4 of Silverlight, and if you want to get started with Silverlight, go out to silverlight.net/get-started, and you can download everything you need to be able to work with the RIA software. This week we've got a lot of stuff on the calendar. If you go out to the Microsoft msevents.microsoft.com, you can click on the interactive calendar. You can see the schedule of what's going on, and we've got a full schedule of events. Including one that's going to be by yours truly. I'm going to be doing a webcast on debugging and IntelliSense with Visual Studio. So you have to go out and check that out. Now, let's talk about what's going on with today's show. This is a radio show where we take questions from you. So if you've got questions about for our host and for the guest, we'll be taking that as we go through. Upcoming shows next week, we've got Christian Shorman, and we've got Scott Guthrie coming on the show on the 5th or the 3rd of May, and we have Steve Fox and Mark Rusinovich queued up after him. So we've got some fun set up so you can get your questions and answers. Today we've got Michael Klucher, who is the lead program manager for the XNA Studio team, been working with games and how do you get the tools for being able to go out and build compelling, cool applications. Lately, he's been doing a lot with getting the studio all working with the Windows Phone. Michael, how are you doing today?
Doing great, thanks. Having a good day. It's nice out here in Redmond.
It's beautiful weather, I hear. Kind of sunny?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a nice day. Summer is definitely starting to get here quick, so that's good.
Now, last year in the summer, you had some temperatures that were almost like Arizona, where it got up to 100-plus.
It was definitely warm here, and certainly I was kind of acclimated to it, so it wasn't as big of a deal, I guess, for me, but certainly, yeah, it was quite warm.
Quite a difference from the usual rain and whatever, but by Redmond standards, I think if it's sunny, that's a nice thing.
Absolutely.
So you've been up in Redmond for about 5 years?
Yeah, since December of 2005 is actually when I came up here to start on the XNA team.
Oh, that's great. And you've been working with the XNA tools for quite some time, getting the getting stuff working. So what's been keeping you busy, Michael?
Really just kind of getting ready for the launch of XNA Game Studio 4.0 later this year, and really kind of just providing some updates to the community. We've got some interim previews still in store for the community out there. with additional features and that sort of thing. So just kind of getting ready here, building up to launch and getting everything buttoned up on Game Studio 4.
Well, that sounds like fun. So the Game Studio 4 is the latest release. 3.1 was out. How long ago was that?
3.1 was actually released around March or May of last year. So it's almost been a year, which is actually kind of something different for us. Usually we try to have a release at least twice a year. So Game Studio 4 has been in the making for quite some time.
What's the greatest new features, the things that get you excited about this release?
Well, certainly the biggest thing, of course, is being able to develop a game for Windows Phone 7. I'm amazingly excited about the platform, just being able to develop mobile games on a device and just such a great device like Windows Phone 7 is. I mean, it's really a pleasure to use and to make games for and stuff. So, I mean, we're having a lot of fun just trying that in-house. That sort of thing. Other features that I'm really excited about in addition, like one of our big ones is being able to use what we call buffered audio, so being able to generate music and sound effects and everything directly in memory. That's kind of neat because it's something we've always wanted to do, and just because of time and stuff, we've had to push it out, and people have been asking for it for a while, so we finally got that done and in the product. So it's pretty neat to do kind of synthesizer applications or just kind of chip generating sound music, so I really like that.
Oh, that's really cool. So like I can literally go through and create a WAV file or create stuff on the fly?
Yeah, exactly. And we also have new microphone APIs that allow you to capture audio, whether you're on the Xbox 360 or even like a Windows phone. So you can take voice notes, for example, and then do neat effects to them, like bending the pitch or making yourself sound like a robot or something to that nature.
So sort of like when Guthrie did the webcam and he had the picture where he amplified the picture. Now you can do the same thing with the voice.
Yeah, exactly. So during the mixed keynote, you may have seen like the little puppeteer kind of application with Steve Ballmer and how you could bend the pitch of him saying phone developers over and over. So you can do that sort of thing through the XNA audio APIs now.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. But it'll be fun to see what kinds of applications people come up with.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to hearing more of that old school kind of sounds of people doing, you know, chip kind of tunes in memory and stuff with their games.
Get the old and the chipmunk. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Well, that'll be fun. I know that. Yeah, back in the day, we had a Commodore 64. That was a machine that we brought to college back when, and we had a voice synthesizer program on there. You know, hello, my name is computer.
Right. Yep.
Oh, that's great. And so the phone then has got lots of input devices and ways that we can actually use that to be able to get create interesting applications. And so like I know there's an accelerometer on there. Have you played around with that?
Yeah, so one of the demos that I did at Mix actually was kind of showing how easy it was to wire that up to something like a sprite in XNA Game Studio. So being able to kind of take the accelerometer and use it to tilt a graphic around the screen. And it's pretty easy to get up and running, and it really kind of speaks to one of the things that I think is really neat about being able to develop on Windows Phone 7 is just to sit there and see what's fun about using a mobile device and being able to iterate on ideas quickly and easily and, you know, create, like, little apps that are games but just fun to use and fun to play.
Well, that'll be fun. I know that we've been playing around. A couple of years ago, we were going out to campuses. And I guess, you know, one of the great things and one of the exciting things about having you on the show is I think most of us started out as game wannabe programmers, you know,
yeah.
And so how you fell into this corporate thing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you were able to stay with it and really, you know, turn it into a career. I mean, this has got to be, you know, where you go to work and say, wow, I'm getting paid for this.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel lucky in that aspect that I kind of got to stick with games and stay in that industry for a while. I mean, probably a lot of people have similar stories, but certainly grew up, you know, playing a lot of games, listening to my parents telling me to stop playing games because I'll never make a living doing it. So it's nice to prove them wrong a little bit. So, I think they see now that it wasn't all useless time spent spending time playing games on the computer and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know that, when you look at the kinds of code that you used to have to do to be able to get the games to actually work, it was a lot of peeking and poking and playing around with bitmaps. XNA Studio really, really made that, clean that up so you can work with sprites and work with the different elements, the game loop. How does a developer get started, in game programming nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we really tried to approach with XNA Game Studio was really kind of bring the essence of game development back that it was, I guess, when I was in junior high or something, using just BASIC to kind of write games and mess around and see what was fun. And, certainly me and my friends would get together and come up with stories or, graph out kind of line graphics on graph paper that we would try to type in later and stuff. So when we set out to build XNA Game Studio, it was really the goal, and the phrase that I always use for this is really to allow game developers to focus on writing a game and not necessarily all the plumbing that you have to worry about nowadays of how do I approach writing a game loop, how do I do content processing, those type of things. So Game Studio really tries to abstract a lot of that away at kind of first glance, and you have the power to dive into that and customize it if you need to, but you certainly don't have to. And then when it comes to getting started, one of the key things that we built around XNA Game Studio was the concept of the XNA Creators Club. So that's a website that we have at creators.xna.com, and it really is designed to have a bunch of tutorials from getting started videos that teach you how to write kind of a 2D game or 3D game beginning to end. And then we have an education catalog that builds on top of that. So if you're looking how to implement a menu system, for example, we have a menu sample that you can download. And then we have just end-to-end games. So we have games like an RPG game or a racing game that really you as a developer can download and start customizing and making that your own racing game or your own RPG game.
Oh, that's cool. I know that the tools are just getting easier to go out and build the software and make it all work. Hey, one of the things we've got on this show is we do have callers with questions, and I've got one in the queue here. And it's Roger. I think he's down in Atlanta. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got a question for us?
Yeah, sure. So I've written a couple Silverlight-based games, and I'm working on a couple right now for Windows Phone 7, but I'm a bit concerned that I may find in the end that I wish I had gone the XNA route. So I'm kind of looking for a better understanding of where that dividing line would come. And I guess my example would be the kind of Indiana Jones-styled sample project that comes with XNA, whether or not that could be rewritten in Silverlight and maintain that kind of frame rate, or if you're doing any kind of, a lot of bitmap manipulation, a lot of sprite-based games, if you definitely need to go the XNA route.
That's a great question. One of the things, we actually get that question quite a bit. I'll point to a little bit that I do have a blog post on this on Clujure.com, which is my website, blog, whatever, that talks about this a bit more deeply. But really kind of what we think is Silverlight, as I've said many times, can absolutely be used for many games. And specifically looking at a platformer-type game, I think that's something you could absolutely do in Silverlight. If you're thinking about really kind of a very high-performance game, even that's in 2D in the sense of there's a lot of sprites on the screen at any given time, or you have a lot of state kind of management that you're doing that's not really suited to an event-based model like Silverlight, XNA is definitely something worth investigating. There is some trial and error that's going to come to that of seeing kind of what model works best for you. And there are some very specific deciding factors, like in terms of 3D, for example. 3D, you'll need to use the XNA framework game loop for that. But when it comes to 2D, it's really kind of comes down to how do you approach your programming model. Do you find yourself more comfortable with a loop-based mechanic or an event-based mechanic? Because certainly those are kind of different approaches, and each kind of have their both positives and negatives to them. For example, when myself coming from a basically, you know, I've used more loop-based, I guess, frameworks in the past. Like when I subscribe to events or something, I tend to do them in a way that's not very performant for an application, and I have to be careful about that kind of stuff. So it's really kind of where does your expertise lie, but certainly the example you set forth, I think you could absolutely accomplish in Silverlight.
Okay, great.
All right. So let's see. The you know, that's kind of the whole XNA approach. When you've got the games that are going to be real graphically oriented, I mean, that would be the way to go, right?
Certainly, the big focus of XNA Game Studio is really kind of the graphics APIs that we offer. Certainly, we have APIs around things like media access and connectivity with Xbox Live, that sort of thing. And a lot of those APIs now on Windows Phone 7 are shared between Silverlight or XNA framework games. So if you want to use our media APIs, for example, to access a user's Zoom music library, you can absolutely do that from a Silverlight application just as well as a XNA framework application. So we've really tried to merge kind of those frameworks as much as we can in this release, and there's still more to go there, but we're off to a pretty good start with that.
Well, that's great. Then the whole idea of parity between the different frameworks sounds like it's getting there.
Yes, definitely.
That's good. That's good news. Then, what about working with getting kids started and doing some coding with games? I know that there's, you know, a number of different technologies out there. You had mentioned something to me a while back about a Microsoft research project.
Yeah, there's this one of the questions certainly we get asked about a lot is, you know, people programming with their kids, or, you know, they're not quite ready to have them dive into C Sharp or anything quite yet. One of the things that Microsoft Research put together was this program called Kodu Game Lab, and that, if you search for it, you'll find the Microsoft Research page that's the home for that, and really is about kind of building games with a very finely tuned visual UI. It's really kind of something that I had never seen before and is very inventive and allows people to get started kind of quickly and easily learning about game programming concepts such as simple logic, collision, and that type of thing without having to really code anything themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, that works with, you know, if you're doing it on the PC, then you can use one of the wired Xbox controllers to kind of interface with it.
Yeah, so you can use the Xbox 360 controller or a mouse and keyboard on Windows, and then you can also purchase a version of the game on the Xbox 360 through Xbox Live Indie Games, and then share those games with your friends through the Kodu Game Lab program.
Okay. All right. Well, then the challenge is trying to figure out, you know, how to get the kids up and going on that. Are there different camps and things like that for making that stuff happen?
Yeah, so there's actually quite a few. XNA and Game Studio and even Kodu are pretty heavily engaged in things such as code camps and that kind of stuff. A lot of our MVPs, so I know you have an MVP up there local with you in Michigan who has run several kind of code camps for Game Studio. There was actually one in here in Redmond this weekend for people teaching XNA Game Studio on Windows Phone 7. So if you search around, and certainly I try to post them as I find out about them on my blog as well, there's a lot around in the community. And if you're looking to get started without a code camp, certainly the XNA Creators Club is a great way to do that.
And so, yeah, because from the Creators Club, you've got the samples you can download and get things going. One of the games that you showed during the during Mix was the Harvest game.
Yes.
Now, that is all built with the XNA, and it's meant to go across different, like, delivery platforms, so it runs both on the phone and the other things?
It does. So as it's as it was, basically, one of the things that we did kind of going into GDC and Mix was send out kind of a preview build of our tools to a few developers and really wanted to see what they could do with the platform so that we could show people what we've been working on at GDC and Mix. And the folks at Luma Arcade, which is the company that built the Harvest, really put that together in the course of about 3 weeks. So just kind of really beginning to end with the art and the programming and sound and effects, just everything end to end.
So that was everything.
Yeah, it was everything. And it looks incredible. There's certainly videos out there. I'm going to try to get a better video of it up on my site soon that kind of shows the entire level, because what's interesting is there's a lot of clips of it, but it's actually a full playable level end to end with a boss battle and everything. So it's very neat. But really what we also wanted to show was just kind of this concept of portability in XNA Game Studio. And what we mean by that is really having technology that allows you to seamlessly move your content and your game logic across platforms. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we did that was to say, okay, you know, let's take the Harvest that we have running on the phone and move it to the Xbox 360. And we actually did that in about an hour, literally in my hotel room in San Francisco at GDC the night before I flew out to Mix to show that at the keynote on Monday morning. So it was kind of a neat story of just how quickly we did it. But really when we show kind of those demos, having the game run on those different platforms is a good way to demonstrate that portability. But really we're not necessarily saying that the same game running exactly the same way on all these different platforms is the compelling scenario. Really building different applications and connecting them together through these platforms, I think, is the future of having games that run on different platforms like that. But the value that XNA Game Studio offers is really providing that portable technology to seamlessly tie those together.
So the delivery and running this in the different platforms and the rest of that, I know, you know, we're talking about Windows Phone. The phone is going to come with a set of resolutions and form factors. I mean, so the games are going to run anywhere.
Yeah, that was one of the key tenets that we put together really with Windows Phone 7 is that we want anybody who has a Windows Phone 7 device to be able to play the same game regardless of where they purchase that phone, what carrier it's on, that sort of thing. So really kind of providing that key experience of I have this game and I'm showing it to you. I want to be able to partake in that game as well.
Mm-hmm. So then what about previous versions of the XNA Studio? What if I've got a game that I've wrote before? Is there a lot of work to bring it to the current? I mean, is there a lot of new things that I have to be aware of or programming styles?
So we have changed some APIs that would break previous versions in the sense of it's probably not going to just compile right away. We've tried to simplify a lot of those APIs and just really provide a better experience with some of them. Sean Hargraves, one of the coworkers on my team, has a great article about this called If You Break It Good. So kind of the methodology that we take in when we decide to break an API and why we do that is really to improve it. But really, it's on the order of about, you know, half an hour to an hour's worth of work. And certainly as our final releases become available, it'll be even easier. So in the previews that are currently available today, it doesn't allow you to upgrade your project automatically, and we'll help with that in the final releases.
So, okay, well, that's pretty cool stuff. All right. Where do people get the creator club? Where do they get the XNA Studio? Is that downloaded from MSDN? Is that in the
Yeah, so, well, it's on the Microsoft Download Center, but you can get to it from creators.xna.com or developer.windowsphone.com.
Okay, so both of them will take you to the parts where you need to get it to get everything set up and go. What about the RTM of Visual Studio? There's a plan to get the bits ready for the phone development too?
Yeah, so as it is today, the preview that's available only works with the RC candidate of Visual Studio, and we're actually hard at work on getting an updated build that enables kind of integration with the RTM versions of Visual Studio, and we plan to have some more information on that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so where would people be watching to get information on that, your Twitter, your blog?
Yeah, both of those, the Creators Club website and certainly developer.windowsphone.com will have that information as well.
Okay, so people should be watching that and then also watch our blog. So that's Kluger.com/blog, and I'll put it on the Benko Tips as well as MSDN Radio too.
Great.
So this is some fun stuff. What else? What else should we make sure people know? What's the call to action here?
The call to action is really like I'd love to just see some great games coming out of what we're doing. So downloading the tools and getting started and really just putting together some great games for the phone. We've really tried to enable a really good end-to-end platform for developing games and provide some neat experiences around that. And just my ask would be that everybody just go download the tools and get started and create some fun stuff for people to play.
And you had some links for people to send you information or to let you know about the game so you can highlight them on your blog?
Yeah, definitely. I will say please don't send me your actual game because there are certain things that we have to worry about there in terms of, you know, don't want anybody worrying that I took their idea or anything. But if you have, like, a website with your game or you're sharing kind of videos on YouTube or other site, you know, definitely shoot me an email and point me to it because I love to see what the community is working on. And one of the things that I definitely like to do is point other people in the community to those videos and show everybody all the great stuff that people are working on.
I hope that I can get something put together too, because I'd like to submit it to you and see what you think. But this is some fun stuff, and it's great to get back to the roots of why people get into computer software and development. It's the fun of being able to interact with people, and XNA really makes that work.
Yeah.
Well, lots of fun, lots of great stuff. The phone will be releasing this fall. Is that the plan? And, you know, I guess, what else? What else do people need to know about the phone?
So I think, you know, basically you kind of covered it. It'll be available fall of this year, and we'll certainly make sure that we have final tools and everything available by that time so that you can make sure that you're kind of getting ready to be there when the phone's available to everyone.
Well, that's great. Then people can follow you at mklucher on Twitter, and they can get to your blog and send you email, and they can also contact MSDN Radio or me by going out to bankotips.com and clicking on the link, talk to me. That'll send me an email. Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a blast.
This is definitely some exciting stuff you've got going on, and I look forward to playing around with it. Next week, we're going to have Christian Shurman coming on talking about Expression Blend. We'll also be talking about Silverlight 4 and also what's going on with the Windows Phone space, because there's some great stuff you can do from both Visual Studio, from the XNA, and from Expression Blend for building compelling, interesting applications. So with that, we'll talk to you next week. We'll see you on MSDN Radio.
So that's it for this Monday. Go to msdnradio.com and click the registration link if you want to participate in the next show. Until then, happy coding.